Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ted with the Good Day Show, and we're fortunate today to have in our studio Alistair Frazier and Natalie Haas, the wonderful duo who are going to be playing tonight at the Performing Arts Center at 7 o'clock. And Alon Garrison is joining us also. So good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Morning, Ted.
So this is a wonderful day for Sitka, and it's nice and bright and shiny. You did not bring the rain with you or the warm weather. You had good flight in. It was kind of dicey last night.
Well, it was good in that we're here. You know, that's the best kind of flight, I suppose.
Well, we had a workshop last night, and there were 25 frothing fiddlers at the Blatchley Middle School waiting your arrival. You were late getting out of Seattle, and I'm really glad you made it in. Looking forward to the concert tonight. We have Alistair Frazier on violin, fiddle, the wee fiddle, and Natalie Haas on the big fiddle, the cello. And I understand that this is a tradition in Scots music. I thought this was a more recent development with having the cello as an accompaniment or a duo instrument with the fiddle, but it's not, eh?
No, it's just wonderful. You know, often there are myths that surround us in the way we think of things, and very often if you peel away a couple of layers, you find a whole different series of myths or truths, you know, and as we went, well, as growing up playing this music, I was always looking at these old paintings and woodcuts of musicians playing for dancing in the 18th century, and what you saw was a fiddler and a cello player, and in that day they called it the bowed bass. So even the greatest, you know, name in Scottish fiddling to come down through the years, Neil Gow, who was much lauded and much storied, played all his concerts and dances with a cellist, with his brother on a cello, usually, or various other folks. So, yeah, there's a long tradition. Scott Skinner, one of the other great names, you heard some tunes from him this morning.
Yes.
On the way up to the studio. But, he began his musical life playing the cello for his fiddle mentor, Peter Milne, and the two of them would walk to a dance with a fiddle and a cello in a cloth sack slung over their shoulder and play the dance into the wee hours. And so, yeah, there's a long history of fiddle and cello. And it makes sense, you know, they kind of belong together. They fit together well. And I guess the cello got kind of a little bit kind of sidelined, if you like, or ousted in some ways as bigger instruments came in, bigger, louder instruments that did other kinds of tricks, like the piano and the accordion came in, and the cello found itself kind of in the eddy currents at the edges. And meeting Natalie has been a great opportunity for us to take the challenge and say, let's put the cello right back in the middle, in the mainstream. And we're just having such a great time doing that.
Well, you've had the Valley of the Moon, is that the name of your camp?
Yeah.
And Natalie, I understand that when you were 11 years old, you were at the camp, and you fell in love with Celtic music then, and that was the start of your career.
Yeah, I'd never really heard Scottish music before I happened in on Alistair's camp and fell in love with it. And Alistair had been looking for a cello player, I guess, for a few years at that point. And so we would get together and try reading some of these old collections and see what this combination sounded like, and explored it further from there. So that's kind of how it all started. And and it's the rest is history.
and you've been playing as a duo for how long now?
I think almost 12 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
the bits.
Strange to think of that.
The tunes you played last night, it was as if you were connected by a string. You know, you were in constant communication when you played, and that was wonderful to watch. Well, would you favor us with a tune today?
Yeah, well, thank you. We do love to play this stuff, and there's such a broad range of material. But the tune we taught last night was an old Gaelic Reel. It actually has words. It would be used as a labor song, you know, for getting the work done. And it's called Ferachoir, or the Man of the Quarry. And it also fits great on the pipes. But so we'll play a tune before that just to kind of ramp up to it. And it's an old tune called Highlander's Farewell. And then we'll make our way to this wild old reel.
That was great.
Improvised ending there.
I've never actually played that together before. Performed it.
Well, I thought that was great. I like the way you stuck your foot out, just like we all do around the sessions here. You know, we're into the now.
Yeah, here we come.
That's great. But when you all were changing the tunes, it was just a glance, just a sideways glance of your eye, and boom, it was done. And so. You have good communication.
Absolutely. I mean, even it's not. We don't actually even need that, really. You know, it's actually. I got to say, I feel very lucky to have someone to play with who is so simpatico. You know, we can live in the music and just let it breathe. And hopefully, Natalie feels the same way. But it's a treasure. You know, it's an amazing honor to do that.
Well, I was reading your bio. You have a great website, Alistair, and you have a lot of credits, hundreds of radio shows, film credits, The Last of the Mohicans, the Titanic. You've played at Kennedy Center Honors for a special tune for Sean Connery, and then with Itzhak Perlman at Lincoln Center. So you've got some cred there. What do you see in your future for music? Do you see this continuing on at this level? It just seems getting more and more popular.
You know, that's it's funny when you list off these types of what would you call it, exposure? You know,
yes.
It's interesting to me, and it is fun to work in these areas and to have those kinds of audiences. But in all honesty, what fires me up about this music is a much more grassroots energy. You know, it's getting out there, playing, and kind of trying to get people to not only passively listen to music, but to actually be hands-on with it and to grab it, you know, and give it a good shake and use it as a way of expressing our ideas, what it is to be alive, you know, in this day and age. And this music is at its best, really, when it's actually, you know, grabbed and used and recycled. And so that's really what I love, you know. So I would also add to the list, you know, great moments we've had in sessions at dances, times we've had at fiddle camps when people have just suddenly thought, man, I'm going to include this in my life. You know, that actually for me is the nub of it all, and where this music really kind of thrives.
Well, it was obvious last night that this music is a living thing.
Yeah, yes.
You played, and then you said, let's put a little something in it, a little haggis, you said.
I didn't use that word, yeah.
Well, and maybe in the U.S. we say grit, right?
Life in music. Think of it as unclean things, you know, the things that actually make the wheels go around and add interest.
And Natalie, you've had a shorter career, but yet you are you're a graduate of Juilliard and are now teaching at Berkeley. Is that still correct?
Not anymore. Actually, I moved from Boston, so I unfortunately had to give up the Berkeley thing, which made me very sad because it's a great scene out there. But it was just too much of a. I would have never been at home had I kept that going. But
do you teach private students, Dawn?
I do, yeah, and I teach. I'm involved in all of the fiddle camps that Alistair does, and we've seen this amazing growth of cellists sort of overflowing the place in the last, you know, 10 or 15 years that I've been going there. It's more than that, actually. But a lot of teaching for both of us is. We love to, you know, pass on and share what we know, and some great moments have come out of that, as Alistair was saying. Good friends, good jam sessions, lots of fun, crazy times.
It's actually great because next week we'll be back in Scotland and we'll be having a fiddle village. We're going to create the fiddle village, which is fiddle and cello right in the hub of Celtic Connections, you know, this really pretty amazing festival. And we've planted it right in the center of there, and Natalie will be there radiating the cello into the festival. And as she says, they're coming out. And I'm getting worried because fiddlers are converting to cello. it's very exciting. And I love the idea that Natalie has picked up the cello. You know, she's from California. She's taking it back to Scotland. She's sitting there on that solid earth and then getting the Scottish folk excited about the cello playing Scottish music.
Here's some of your old culture coming back at you. Yes.
Which, yeah, sometimes that's the way it has to work.
Well, while you all are thinking of another tune to play, perhaps I can get Lon to speak a little bit about the concert tonight and where and wherefore and how much and so forth.
Yeah, sure, Ted. The concert's going to be at the Sitka Performing Arts Center up by the high school, and the concert starts at 7, so the doors are going to open at 6:30. Tickets are on sale at Old Harbor Books and online. They're $20 for adults in advance and $15 for students and seniors, and there'll be $5 more at the door, so get your tickets now. And I think generally we pick up tickets down at the bookstore right around between about 5:45 or so. I'll go and pick those tickets up so we can get ready for the performance. But I think, there's a lot of excitement out there about this concert. And after last night's workshop, it's just going to be magic. And, of course, in the Performing Arts Center, this is going to be the place to hear this incredible duo. So They haven't seen the Performing Arts Center, so that's on our list of things to see here today. And
I love the way you proudly hold it like it's a secret that you want to unleash on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see why.
Yeah.
It's a very nice place to play.
And well, for a town of, what, 8,800 people, it's a pretty phenomenal testament to what we think is important in this town. Mm-hmm. And then we're, you know, maybe we're going to go take a quick tour of the Sitka Fine Arts campus and say hello to Roger Schmidt and show him some more about Sitka and the arts. And
right. And maybe you could talk to him about coming up here and doing a residency for a while and bringing some fiddlers to Sitka to come to the Sitka edition of the Valley of the Moon.
That would be great.
Well, I think so. I think, you know, there's a world of possibilities out there. And
you know, this music is close to the land in a way, you know, the way it has evolved. And coming up here, one of the impressions I get is that, I mean, you can't live here and not be close to the land, not know what's going on. And it fits well with this, with the idea of the fiddle and this music, the cello.
Absolutely.
You know, it just sits, you know, well.
Yeah, and Alaskans are really, we're tied to the land and the sea. Right. And we live in an environment that can be very demanding and incredibly beautiful, as we see today. And it gives, I think, people a lot of passion here. And you can see that in the music and the arts that are here. And so it's wonderful to have you guys here because it's very evident that that's in you. And I think that'll come through tonight. And that's the joy. And for Sitka folk, being able to bring artists like you to, you know, present your artistry to us is really why we do it. And it's so wonderful to be able to share that. It just, you know, last night I was just grinning from ear to ear, especially after I got home and thinking about what you said and, you know, and how the music flows and ebbs and what you can do with it. And and especially the part about the haggis, because I really, I got to say, I really like haggis. I went to school in Scotland for a while, and I actually became a fan of haggis.
I don't know. I think I prefer smoked salmon.
I'd go with a smoked salmon also.
There's a salmon haggis.
I guess, yeah, you're right. There's nothing that can replace a good smoked salmon.
Can we make salmon haggis?
Yeah,
I suppose. Take that one as a project.
take the belly of a salmon.
Yeah.
Well, will you favor us with another tune?
All right, listen, another tune that tells us, you know, in a way that the Scots also are about the land and the sea, and you never go too far before you hit water anywhere in Scotland. And this is a tune called The Pitnacree Ferryman. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. That was just lovely. I had my eyes closed, and I was just drifting away, and all of a sudden the song ended. I had to get back to the knobs on the board. So,
yeah, well, you never know when that was going to end. We don't either.
Well, thank you very much for coming in today. We've had in the studio with us today Natalie Haas on cello and Alistair Frazier on fiddle and Lon Garrison of Sitka Folk. And thank you very much for coming in and gracing us with your wonderful music.
That's just a great pleasure. And it has to be one of the most scenic radio stations I think I've ever been in.
We're looking forward to the concert tonight, 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center, and tickets are still available at Old Harbor Books or online at sitkafolk.org.